Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Did you say Joyce?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I spoke with Jay earlier. I'm trying to get these charges on my credit card straightened out. Back on 2/15, I called about the charge that was applied on 1/9 for $49.97. I have a confirmation number, and that was the charge that was supposed to have been credited. And then this month on my same credit card, I've got another charge for $56.95. He gave me a confirmation number there. When I called my credit card company, they're only showing the $56.95. My concern is what happened to the $49.97.
All righty. May I start out by getting your zip code, please, ma'am?
It's 04236. Because this product, it was a promotion. I was only supposed to pay the freight of $7.45, which I paid on my credit card on 1/5.
And what was your first and last name, ma'am?
Teresa Herrick.
Teresa Herrick?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second while I locate an account for you, okay? Give me 1 second. I'm trying to locate an account for you.
Okay, okay. I think what happened, that first confirmation number, she put it on the wrong amount and not on the $49.97. Because I just got the bill for $56.95 because I wouldn't have called on it until I saw it on the bill.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Herrick, I'm not pulling up an account associated with that zip code. You do say 04236, is that correct?
That is correct.
I'm not pulling you up in my system under that name.
Herrick, H-E-R-R-I-C-K.
H-E-R-R-I-C-K. All righty, I'll do your last name. Let's see if I can locate you that way. Oh, my goodness, Miss Teresa, I'm not. Give me 1 second.
I talked to Jay earlier this morning, and he was telling me I couldn't get credit for $49.97. Well, I should have gotten that the first time around, because now I'm asking for the next one, which is already going through, and so I called my credit card.
Do you spell your Teresa T-H-E?
Yes,
T-H-E-R-E-S-A.
Yeah, it could have been under Terry. How about T-E-R-R-I?
Okay, I'll look for that.
Now, Jay was able to find it when I talked to him earlier.
T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Teresa Herrick. Let me see. Okay, I'll do Terry. Okay, let's do Terry.
I thought he found it under Teresa Herrick when I talked to him before.
I'm not locating it under either one, Teresa or Terry, and I'm not locating it with that zip code you gave me.
I called 844-489-4712 in California.
Well, ma'am, I'm not quite sure. No, ma'am, I'm not located.
Okay.
I'm not there.
Okay, but this is where the company is.
I am actually in Florida.
Oh,
and this is actually a third-party call center. So there's no telling what agent you reach. And I can't open up. I'm not locating an account associated with you in my computer.
Okay.
With everything you give me.
Okay, H-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Yes, Yes, ma'am. I am not locating anything associated
with
you under that.
Well, I am going to call his phone number. Okay, I'll call the phone number again. Maybe I called it incorrectly. And,
that's okay.
Because it's Pure Max, whatever it is. I will call.
And I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly what it is until I was
able to
locate that account.
So if I get this problem again, I'll call my credit card again, and I'll put in a fraudulent claim then.
I do understand that. And
thank you
for calling customer service.
It's funny that Jay could pull it up, and when I called before, they could pull it up back on 215.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not understanding.
I'll try the number again.
Okay, but thank you for calling customer service.
Is it cold down there?
A little. Little, yes. And, you, of course, surrounded.
32 degrees and snow.
Well, it's cooler because, you know, it's a lot of water down here, but yeah. That's what's coming. That's what's coming that way. But anyway, thank you for calling customer service,
okay,
and you have
a good
great day. Bye bye.
Yeah, bye bye.